yesterday, in fact, at 12 noon, and a very special inauguration match took place in Kilconnell, where the Kilconnell Cricket Club Ballinasloe, or KCCB, took on Sleeve Bloom Cricket Club in, well, thankfully decent conditions. At Kilconnell Community Pitch in Kilconnell was the venue. I'm delighted to be joined by Brendan Hogan, the chairman, and Anur Mahanis Nair, who is the secretary. Delighted to have you both here, gentlemen. And Brendan, I will start with you. First of all, let's talk about yesterday. And you got some decent weather, which is crucial for cricket. And my God, you needed it.
We definitely did. No, like the previous week was a hell of a run up to it. Like we had to put in the pitch there for the cricket itself, like to be played on. And they started off on the Monday with rain, which wasn't unusual in this country after 8 months of it. But the boys actually slaved on anyway, and they managed to get it down, I think, by Thursday, was it? I know, yeah.
Yeah.
And yesterday just turned out brilliant. And it was absolutely a fantastic day.
And what kind of crowd did you have yesterday? Obviously, you would have had a kind of a curiosity factor, as well as the cricket fans themselves coming along.
Yeah, just we had a massive turnout yesterday. I'd say probably over 150. Which is actually really good for you know, an event like that. We had a great turnout. People enjoyed it. Great interest from a lot of the local community. We couldn't have asked for any better day than yesterday. Like, you know, we actually ended up winning the game as well, and also we won the heart of the people as well. So,
what was the format, by the way? Was it 20 over, 50 over? How was
20
it?
20 over.
20
match.
Over.
Yeah.
So it was a nice tight time scale as well, so
yeah.
People could stay engaged with the game as well. Yeah. You know, we're not talking 5 day test matches here.
No.
This was something to keep people involved as well as just something new for them.
Exactly. So, you know, one of the main reasons that we wanted to start a cricket club because we want to. Contribute to the community. So cricket, I know a lot of people would, you know, mistake that cricket is mostly like Indians and Pakistanis places mostly, but it's not. That's not the thing. We have, like, Kilconnell has a strong history about, you know, in cricket. So our aim is just to open everyone, kids, women, everyone into our club, so that in the coming days we are actually setting wheels in motion so that we can actually offer coaching sessions for kids and also for bring lots of women into this game as well. So that's our plan, so that's what we want to do. So,
and was it because of that history then, Brendan, that you decided to kind of was there a cricket club in Kilconnell up to this particular point, or was it something kind of a little bit wider from maybe the Ballinasloe point of view?
There would have been a cricket club in Kilconnell, we'll say, back in the 1900s there. There was Cowans, they're a local family there. They owned the ground, actually. It was called the Danery until recent times, until we took it over and turned it into the community park. And it had a soccer pitch on it for a while. Cricket was played in the back in the day, and all sorts of other sports was played as well.
And up to
recently, we had nothing, like, you know.
Yeah, but it's that history that kind of brought the idea of getting this club back up. And we could say it's a new club in the sense that it's, or is it fair to say it's a new club, brand new club, or is it a slight continuation on from what had happened many, many years before?
Well, I'm also a member of the Community Development Association in Kilconnell, and we were approached by the guys from Ballinasloe. They were playing in Ballinasloe for a year or two there already.
So just
and,
to give you,
we were trying to put it all together.
Just to give you some context on this one here. So there is, like Brendan said, there is history in cricket in Kilconnell. But in 2016 is what it all started. So just three of us, like myself and this one of my friends, Sebin and Sajeev. So three of us started to play in the greens, and then it started picking up. People started picking it up, and that just kind of grew from there. And so we were constantly looking for a ground, but because of the requirement for the cricket pitch, it needs to be a bigger ground, so we couldn't get any suitable one. So we were just looking. In the same time, we were participating in tournaments and things like that. So in 2022, so I just saw the Kilconnell Community Park all the time, but I thought, why can't we just try and use it as a ground? So then I just approached Brendan, and then Brendan just helped us to start from there. So in other words, this is completely different from what it was, but we just want to carry that name from the past, and we just want to go forward with that. That's what
you're carrying the tradition on.
Exactly.
And now cricket in Galway is, you've got Galway Cricket Club, of course, based outside the city, close enough to between here and Northern Moor. You've also, if you want to do like Ballyhaunas, which is well known for its cricket down there in Mayo, and there are other clubs around the country. There seems to be a bit of an uptake in the game. as in interest in the past years, and is, and that's down to, well, down to the World Cup, I suppose, the success of Irish teams in previous World Cups and the fantastic win over England and Kevin O'Brien's famous 100, and yeah, you know, there's a lot of different famous moments that have made people maybe sit up and take notice of the game as might have been compared maybe 10, 15 years ago.
See, the game of cricket is actually interesting. Now, the issue is we don't have the weather for it, so there's not much exposure to it. Like, once people come to, especially for a T20 match, something like that, it's actually a fun day, you know, if they come with the family. And it's a nice day out for everyone. You know, they enjoy the game as well. So, same thing, like, we got a lot of comments from yesterday, people who came to watch the game for first time. So, you know, they enjoyed it. So, that's the main thing. And also, you know, the kids growing up, so at the moment, they only have very, you know, either GA or rugby or something like that. So we just want to introduce something else to them so that not everybody can play, you know, GA or rugby or something. So something else, some other option, mm-hmm, so that they can actually be active.
And the thing about it is, Brendan, is that yes, anybody can play it. You know, oh, yeah, I mean, the one course, thing about, yeah, one thing about cricket is you don't have to be, you can be relatively fit, but you don't have to be supremely fit to play the game, as long as you're handy with a ball or handy with a bat.
Well, definitely if you can hit the ball out and get a six straight away, you're okay anyway. There's no running involved. But I have to say, we also use the indoor facilities of St. Gabriel's GA there as well, and it's a fantastic facility next door. So we have a lot to in Clonal.
And that's the thing, that you have something, there is something to offer, and of course the all-weather side of things helps, yeah, especially with the weather, the way we absolutely get it. But back to yesterday, just actually on the game itself, how did it go and what was the team made up of?
So it actually went fine. I mean, so it was, like I said, it's a T20 match. So 11 players each team. So it took probably about 3 hours to finish from start to finish, yeah, the game. And yeah, everything was ideal. The weather was fine, and there was no, thankfully, there was no injuries or anything. Like, everybody had a good game yesterday. So just like any other normal cricket match. But
and is there a plan to maybe enter the club in different competitions then now going forward?
Yeah, so we have an affiliation with the Connacht Cricket League at the moment. So so we have two teams at the moment. One is playing in Division 1 and one is playing in Division 2. So we will have a lot of matches coming for the next 3-4 months. And also we'll be playing T20 matches, and then we'll be playing 45 over matches, which would be more like a one-day match. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be playing a National Cup. So that would be like a knockout matches. So you have to win to progress into the next one. So yeah, so that's what is in plan for the next few.
Yeah, so you're going to be incredibly busy. I mean, yep. Is there a plan to kind of start straight away? Because, you know, we're into May, so cricket season is, dare I say it, up and running now at this stage. So will you be involved in competition this year?
Yeah, so the league is like a Premier League. So the Connacht League is actually starting 27th, which is next Saturday. So first match is our match. So we are playing in Leidigan. So that's an away match for us. And then the next week, we are actually returning to Kilconnell, our first home match. So that's the way it's going to go. So at the moment, we are exclusively playing in Connacht because we have an affiliation with them, but there are other teams, they play in Leinster Union, so they have like a 17-18 divisions and with a lot of teams. Mm. But we just wanted to start, you know, from Connacht, because so that league itself is growing massively as well, because there's a lot of teams coming in. So so we just want to stay in Connacht at the moment.
Yeah, and will there be a possibility actually, Brendan, of games being played? Because I know in some competitions they're like evening games. I mean, they can start at 7 o'clock and finish at 9. You know, that kind of.
We wouldn't have the facilities in the park. Yeah, we don't have lights for late evening games. Like, no, but I think with the season going, in the period it's in, there wouldn't any be
during the peak of the, so yeah, probably June, July, maybe you know, when the sun is setting, probably past 9. Mm-hmm. We could continue it like that. I mean, a quick game. So there's another thing we were talking amongst ourselves is you know, a try, or I mean, between four teams, a T10 match. So you know, so that's something in the work. It's a work in progress. Mm. So that's something we are going to introduce soon as well. So
T10's a great idea, actually. Yeah, you think about it. You know, it's 10 overs. It's, yes, 60 balls. You know, yes. I mean, it's, yeah, very quick.
Yeah, 2 hours. So everything within 2 hours. Like, what are you saying? That, so start at 7 o'clock, finish at 9 o'clock. Mm. Everybody happy. Yeah. So come back from work, play. you know,
and enjoy it. No, yeah. But let's talk, Brendan, as chairman. Obviously, funding is crucial. Sponsors are absolutely imperative. And how easy or difficult has it been to get sponsors for the club?
We've approached a number of people now, and it's actually quite hard to get sponsors at this time of the year. You need to have your information into these people, especially big companies, anyway, by the end of the year, usually for next year. And we were still in development, like, until like a month or two ago. So, like, we've had great enthusiasm from companies, like, maybe for next year, like, but we're really looking for money.
Yeah. And you know, then, how about, but the thing about it is, of course, with so many sports, every sport needs sponsors, and you can only go to the well so many times, to use that terrible cliche, but it's true. So how have you been able to just manage to get off the ground, I suppose? Was it down to really support the community, the local community in Kilconnell, that you managed to get yesterday going and, of course, get the club up and running now?
It's really down to the hard work of the people on the ground, because we've had a draw there yesterday, like, and that brought in a few pounds. We've had people joining the club, the membership fees and all that. But to be honest, we could do with a lot more money to make it, to keep it going.
And if people are interested in joining the club, how do they go about doing it?
They can contact us through our website, Facebook page.
So you have a Facebook page. So you have you're available on social media. If people
Facebook
want
and
to.
Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. And here's your chance to give us a plug. How do they get in touch with you?
So the official Facebook page is Kilconnell Cricket Club Ballinasloe. Same name in Instagram as well. So we always update our progresses, especially about the matches, upcoming matches, everything on this one here. And also, if you would like to join our a club, so all the information you need, who to contact, everything is actually in the pages, so you can actually get in touch with one of us and we will actually contact you back.
Yeah, man, that's a great thing. A messenger on Facebook is so important. I've seen so many clubs lately do use that as almost their main tool now of contact, which is wonderful.
We have a community park Facebook page as well, like any of them.
And the park is big enough for a cricket pitch?
Oh, yes. I think you were saying this, actually, Kevin.
Yeah, so at the moment, we just need to extend this slightly bigger. But once all that thing is done, it would be same as, you know, any other ground. I mean, a proper ground. So good thing with our Kilconnell Community Park is there is a lot of potential to do that. So, you know, again, it's all depends on the funding as well, you know. So there's a bit of work involved in it. So so our priority is to start and make the start and just keep going. And as we get the sponsorship and funding, we will actually make it bit more. So our aim is to play better cricket, but also by providing better standards and, you know, better facility.
Can I add with this question that you don't have to have a particular level of cricket to want to play it?
I
mentioned fitness, but I mean, if somebody wants to, maybe somebody's curious, wants to find out maybe a little bit more about it, and they've never held a cricket bat in their lives, they can still get in touch and learn the game as they go along.
When they see the guys playing the game there, just drop in and talk to them. Like, it's as simple as that.
Only thing I would say is, if you have a passion for cricket, just come over. If you don't know about it, don't worry about it. We will help you. You know, if you, whatever your experience is, if you're a pro level, player, or if you're a beginner, whatever it is, come to us and we will include you. And then we will actually help you. And, you know, the bottom line is we will make sure that you'll have a better time. That's all we can promise.
Yeah, well, the important thing is to have a good time when you're playing the sport. Also, it doesn't matter. I mean, nationalities and all that doesn't matter. I know a lot of them would be, say, from India and Pakistan, as you made that point. You might have a few Aussies, a few Kiwis and so on and so forth. But I mean, like has been the case with the Irish lads, you know, some of the lads took up the sport not knowing anything about it and became incredibly brilliant, to be honest. So this is the one thing about cricket, though, isn't it? And Jeff Smith, is a man I know very well, has been a big advocate of the game for quite some time, so you would be hoping that you'll get those people to come along.
Exactly. I mean, like, we want people from different nationalities, never a barrier in our club. So no matter where you are from, you know, you can always, our doors are always open for you. So that's all I'd say, because apart from cricket, it's just a lot of cultures coming together. So we're always looking for new members from different countries, whatever.
I know, said earlier, like, it's not everybody that wants to play the games that's out there as it is. And cricket is a new, fresh game.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. It's a new option for people who want to stay fit, which is the bottom line at the end of the day. Brendan, Anuar, thank you so much for joining me in studio. And just to remind people once again that if you do want to get in touch with them, you can. Kilconnell Cricket Club Ballinasloe, KCCB. You can check it out on their Facebook page. You can check them out on Instagram as well. And if you want to get in touch with them, or if you fancy maybe even sponsoring them, you know, every bit is a help, and it would be gratefully appreciated by them. I have no doubt. But thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for making the journey. I really do appreciate it.